Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
My name is Cecilia, and along with prescribed medication, I take CBD oil, which makes my day much better, which I find lifts the negative thoughts, and I wouldn't be without it.
If you want to get your hands on some CBD oil, our show sponsors are Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. You heard that lady testify to the advantages for her of using CBD oil. And you can get your hands on it by visiting our sponsor's website, which is greenheartcbd.ie. Greenheartcbd.ie. So, what do we want to talk to you about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Wow. I am shocked that gyms would actually go along with this, banning people who are actually trying to stay fit and healthy, but this is all about health, yeah. Let's take our business to personal trainers and gyms that don't discriminate. This won't end well for you. How do I cancel my membership as soon as possible? There is no scientific basis for any of this. Take it from a lad who's performed thousands of these poxy tests working on the front line. Anyway, karma will be a bitch. I wish you all the best. They are just some of the comments, and I will read more in a couple of minutes, that have appeared on the Facebook page, on the Instagram page of one of the biggest gyms here in Dublin. When they posted, as they did, that it was a members' announcement, and it said, in line with the new government measures, members will be required to present a COVID cert to enter the club from the 7th of December, which, of course, is today. So as of today, gyms must ask members for their COVID cert. And this has caused a lot of annoyance for a lot of gym goers, and we want to find out why. The government last week decided to pursue this policy of asking people to be vaccinated or to produce a COVID cert to access gyms. They made other announcements as well, but it's this one that we want to focus on. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. We'd like to find out how you feel about this. Is this necessary? And I was reading out some of the negative comments, but I'll read out some of the positive comments that this gym received. I'm so glad that this has finally come in. Happy to follow the guidelines and continue to get fitter. Thank you very much. And then another one said, great stuff. Making sure your members feel safe during workouts. I'm delighted that you have introduced this measure. So there are some of the positive comments. And the question we want to ask is, what is the issue here? The gyms are doing what the government have told the gyms they have to do in order to stay open, and that is to only allow people with a COVID cert. Now, you get a COVID cert if you've been vaccinated, and you get a COVID cert for a six-month period if you've had COVID-19. So if you're recovered from it in the last couple of months, you will also get a COVID cert. So what's the big deal? That's the question that we want to find out from you. You can send us a WhatsApp right now to 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Now, Bianca, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Bianca?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Okay. What is your reaction to this announcement by the government, but being enforced as of today by the gyms, the length and breadth of the country? COVID pass or you're not getting in?
Yeah, I don't agree, obviously, with it. I am unvaccinated, and for me, the gym is very important due to my stressful job. It's for me a relief. It's a mental issue as well.
Okay, so
I have never seen, and
we've heard all throughout this pandemic the importance of gyms for people's, like you said, their mental well-being and their fitness, obviously. So you're a regular gym goer, are you?
I am indeed.
Okay.
And I have not heard in my gym that there was any outbreaks due to COVID or that anybody was affected by COVID. Never mind that we are using disinfecting sprays all the time, prior or after we are using it. We are keeping our distance.
Mm-hmm.
We are members, vaccinated and unvaccinated, and we can discuss it nicely. There's no discrimination under us as members. So this imposement by government is causing certainly anger, not only by, I would say, by the unvaccinated that I cannot use the gym anymore, but equally the people who are vaccinated. Never mind, we know that vaccinated people can contract COVID and pass it on. So the risk is obviously higher for me being unvaccinated, mm-hmm. but I'm willing to take at this stage the risk. We are 2 years in this pandemic, and I think the people who do not want to be vaccinated have made a firm decision about this.
So you obviously believe, now, I mean, this isn't the first time the requirement for COVID passes has been a thing in bars and restaurants since the summer or since September. It has been required that you show a COVID pass in order to gain entry. You obviously haven't gone out anywhere, have you not?
No, I have not been out, and that's fine. I do not have to go into a pub or into a restaurant. That's not, for my mental health.
Sorry. Can I ask you a question, Bianca? It's Jeremy here.
Yeah.
When the gyms closed down for, 4 months, I think it was, last year, where did you work out, or how did you get? Because I understand how important fitness is for your mental health. It's important for my mental health. But how did you fill that gap, that fitness gap, when the gyms were closed for four months?
I was struggling, and I made it very clear as well with my friends and family that when I could not use the gym, when we had the 5 kilometer radius as well, and I could not use the gym because it was fully closed, I was mentally struggling about this.
Were you not able to work out at home? I mean, we'll get into this in a moment.
Well,
I haven't gone back to the gym in the last couple of months, and I've been working out at home, and you're probably...
Sorry to interrupt you. Everybody has different preferences and different needs. What is fulfilling their body and mind?
I get that, but
if you are happy to run around an estate or you do something like that, that's fine. Even in my park, we have gym equipment at the park,
which are great.
At the time we had the full lockdown, we weren't allowed to use it. It was closed off.
I know.
So you are telling me that my choice and my fulfilling is I'm using gym equipment and I use a lot of weight. This is how I do my sports. And this is giving me my fulfilling and 100%. Now you are telling me, no, well, you cannot have that.
Okay,
for the very first time
since the gyms were actually closed, you are now finding yourself in a situation where you now can't go to the gym because you don't have a COVID cert.
Correct.
Okay, so for you... hang on for one second. For you, this is like lockdown all over again.
Correct.
And why don't you want to get vaccinated? You don't have to answer the question, by the way. It's none of my... I'm just wondering, is there a specific reason? Are you medically unable to get vaccinated, or do you just not trust the vaccine?
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I am fully vaccinated with all other vaccines. I'm just not using this particular vaccine on the market.
Okay.
May there are two more vaccines to come, and I am for the dead cell vaccine, which hopefully is coming on the market sometime. But obviously, the dead vaccine or dead cell vaccine doesn't get the emergency legislation or granted on for public as this one.
Okay, sorry, can I ask her another question?
Yeah,
that's
go on.
Okay. I have a couple of questions to actually ask you. And I was saying a few minutes ago that I hadn't gone back to the gym in the last couple of months because they were letting unvaccinated people in, and I was in there one day and there was too many people breathing over each other. So I stopped going. As a consequence of what's happened, Bianca, I'm now going back to the gym tomorrow for the first time because I know that everybody in my gym will have to have a COVID vaccine.
So you're saying to Bianca, I didn't want to work out in the gym beside you. Well, that's what you're saying. Well, not her personally, but...
No, I don't have anything personally against Bianca. But, do you think it's discrimination that the gym isn't letting you back in?
Well, the way you described it now for yourself with your own words, I think you are definitely discriminating, yeah.
You see, I want to put this out to everybody. I want to put this out to everybody.
So are you afraid? Why can we not do an antigen test then? I'm going full-time work, and I'm like 8 hours sitting down on a desk doing a stressful office job, right? In order to enter my premises of work, we have to do an antigen test. I'm fully for it.
Okay, you've no
so
issue
I am
with that.
I get 3 days, I get three antigen tests a week because I travel as well. I get regular PCR tests, which I do have to pay for it. So I think I'm a walking negative person, like in context of COVID. But that's the way to go forward. You are vaccinated. You are not taking any antigen test. You could be fully sick with it and carry it all over the place to very vulnerable people.
What would you say then to some of the comments that I was reading out a while ago? And one of them said, great, and this is similar to what Jeremy was saying, great, I will feel so confident knowing this is in place. See you next week.
Yeah, that's fine. We know that same as when the gym or restaurants or pubs, they are supposedly like all the vaccinated people, there are mega outbreaks all the time, cannot be coming from the unvaccinated people. You are vaccinated. You are going around the world thinking you have a green pass to everything. And it's not going to stop. That is not going to stop this pandemic.
All right, stay there for one second if you can, please, Bianca. I would love to hear from you on this. Send us a WhatsApp, please, to 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Do you support the gyms enforcing this rule? Well, they don't really have much choice. I was talking to one gym owner last night, and he basically was saying, I don't really like having to do this, but I don't have any choice. I'm going to be closed down if I don't.
It's not discrimination, by the way, and I just want to say
it is.
No, it is. It's not discrimination.
Bianca has been able to use the gym every time it's been opened up until today.
It's not. Let me get a word in. It's not discrimination. What it is a consequence of Bianca's actions. So Bianca has made a decision, and she's quite entitled to do so. Bianca made a decision not to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was her decision. And every decision in life has a consequence. You go up to the door of a nightclub drunk, yeah? The doorman will stop you from going in. That's a consequence of your actions. You got drunk, you tried to get into the club. Is that discrimination?
So, hang on.
Let me ask you
for 1 second. Yeah.
Can I ask? I'm doing an antigen test every 2 days, and I'm negative. I have no COVID. So you are vaccinated. How many times are you taking an antigen test? How do you know that you have COVID or not?
I haven't taken one antigen test. That's the God honest.
Yeah. So how do you know that you have COVID or not?
I don't.
You don't.
I don't know, and I don't make up the rules.
Bianca does know.
Yes. But Bianca, they can't. Gyms can't have someone standing at the door doing PCR tests and antigen tests for every different. They had to do this across the board. And to be honest with you, I'm sick of the word discrimination being used because it's not. It's a consequence of, and this word discrimination, people throw it
out. You know what is not discrimination? Discrimination is when you are taking some rights of some people. So why not saying Monday have all the vaccinated people can go in. Tuesday, all the unvaccinated people go in. Give them options. That would be a choice. But taken and say straight out, all these people who aren't vaccinated, you aren't allowed in. because you are taking a choice. That is discrimination. Like, I remember, I mean, I'm a foreigner in this country, but I do remember when there were pubs here in Ireland, or where I was living, that some certain ethnic groups were not allowed in a pub. Mm. That's discrimination, right?
No, it's the principle.
We are talking about principle here.
Okay,
you don't
and
give
I,
a choice,
I have to
right?
say, you're making a lot of sense in everything that you're saying. And for you, this is discrimination against you because you've chosen not to get vaccinated. You're not anti-vax. You just don't want the vaccines that are available at present. And that's fair enough. And as a result of that, you feel you're being discriminated against because you now can't go to the gym for the very first time since they were closed down.
Correct.
And let me ask you then, what effect will that have on you not being able to go to the gym?
As I say, I was mentally pretty down, not being able to use it, which has then an effect on my family life. Being frustrated or being not balanced has certainly an effect. And don't give me this type of thing where then replaces by going jogging. I'm not a jogger. I'm a body sculptor. I like my body to be sculpted.
Yes, but I've been using elastic bands. I've been using gym bands for the last. I have
but
weights.
But Bianca wants to use the gym. She just wants
that.
To do all that
I
shit.
I get that.
I don't think that the elastic band is able to give me the same weight satisfaction and weight or muscle definition okay. I require for my mentor.
Stay there for one second, Bianca. I want to bring in Jessica. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you?
Jessica, what are you annoyed about?
Oh, it's the same given out that's been going on for the past year or however long this job has been brought in. If it's people saying, like, oh, I can't get into a pub. Now it's people saying, oh, I can't get into a gym. Then just buy the equipment and do it at home, then if it's that much of an issue.
No, because for her, and you've just heard her describe very well, the gym is where she likes to go, it's where she likes to work out, it's very important for her mental health. You've heard everything that she has said, and now she's being denied it.
Yeah, and I can kind of understand that, but there's lots of other places that are shut as well, the health, everyone's mental health. Like, it's not just the gym head. I just don't have any sympathy for them. I don't.
Well, Bianca, what would you say to that? She's no sympathy for you.
Yeah, that's her opinion. That I don't even start to have any discussion with this person.
Oh, she doesn't want to have any discussion with you, Jessica. Yeah.
She was saying as well, why do I not have gym equipment in
your house
or property or apartment? I think, as everybody knows, they are taking quite some space. If you are giving me, in the current climate here in Dublin, a nice house so that I can have a partial gym in there, I would welcome that.
Right, okay, so your attitude, I'm assuming then, listening to what you're saying, Jessica, is just get vaccinated and get over yourselves.
I'm like, oh, this discrimination, because it is, it's not the slightest. Like, I'm sorry, it's just not. It's your choice, your decision, so that's just one of the cons of making your decision.
Okay, but it also means that in order for this lady, Bianca, to go to the gym again, she has to get a vaccine.
Calm down with the drama and the click. No,
this is a drama.
It's not forever. This is not going to be in place forever. You know, the COVID pass for gyms will be lifted. I assume it will be lifted as soon as the figures go back down. No?
A lot of people are concerned that this is going to go on forever.
There's a lot of people annoyed with me now at the moment just on Facebook. By the way, you're welcome to come on the show if you want. It's Opinions Matter. Adrian gives out the number. You know the number if you want to come on. Because I'm me saying it's not discrimination. Discrimination in the dictionary is the unjust or prejudicial treatment of a category of person based on the grounds of race, age, sex, or disability.
And now we can add vaccine
into
that.
You can't just change an opinion to suit your agenda. I want to ask you, why are you going... You're trying to be populist now.
I'm actually listening to a woman telling me a story of how important the gym is to her for her mental health and mental well-being.
Yeah,
and for her, and correct me if I'm putting words in your mouth, Bianca, but for Bianca, this is like lockdown all over again.
I am willing, if I have to use an antigen test now daily in order to use the gym, I would do so.
Now, that's reasonable.
I think that I can say, as an unvaccinated person, mm-hmm. I am COVID-free. A vaccinated person cannot, because they think they have a green pass. Everything.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. For example, at the weekend, I was away in Switzerland for the weekend. And for coming home, I had to get a COVID test, an antigen test, before we came home. And that's the very first time since the start of this pandemic that I can say, well, certainly from Saturday, that I didn't have COVID, because I've never taken a test before. So I really take the point that you're making here, that last Saturday, I know for a fact I don't have COVID, but I don't know for a fact today. This lady is offering to take an antigen test every day to go to the gym.
The rules are what the rules are.
It doesn't mean they're right.
No, but one of the things that annoyed me about this the other day, Bianca, is when gyms were getting trolled by people saying, discrimination. People throw that word out like it's confetti nowadays. And I'd say about five of the people that I saw commenting on one particular gym's website who are unvaccinated, who won't take the vax, literally inject steroids into themselves every weekend. And I find that a bit hypocritical, that you have these people, and I'm not talking about you, by the way, Bianca, in any way, you have these people who have no problem injecting roids into them, yeah? And you can see them, big feckin' jacked gym buddies, roided up to their testicles, and they're giving out about not being let into the gym. So they won't take the vaccine because they don't think it's safe and they don't know what's in it, but they'll buy steroids off a dodgy website and inject it into their arms. Now, is that not hypocrisy?
It's still... Yes,
I don't think that you can really compare apple with oranges, right?
No, you can't. No, they're both injections and you don't know and you don't trust them. I mean, would you trust to take an injection of steroids into you?
No, I don't need that. Yeah. But you see, steroids. Well, they have probably, I don't know anything about steroids, but they have probably many side effects as well. Yet there are, for donkey years, proven on the market. We are talking here about a trial vaccine, right? We are still in trial. We are still gathering data now. Everybody is talking about this vaccine is safe. That may be, or that may be not the case. We don't know. Mm. The immediately effect is saying, yeah, well, we have some side effects. We have increasing side effects with a particular vaccine. We are discussing that as well in the media or something like that. Very little of the side effects of some of the vaccine on the market. Yet, what about in 5 or 10 years' time? We don't know. People assuming it's all safe. I understand
your concerns and all of that. But again, back to the reality of it is you're not vaccinated. Now you can't use your gym and you feel discriminated against and you're worried about the effect it'll have on your mental health.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, stay there for a second.
And it does have effects. You can ask my daughter when I'm more stressed coming from work, from a 10-hour work day, and I'm stressed, and I relieve my stress in the gym. She's happy, I'm happy, we all are happy. Now okay. I can't do this. So I'm taking that stress home with me. Mm. So how long do I sustain that? I'm only human.
Jeremy, I don't know how your heart isn't going out to this woman.
Yes. The first thing I said was I was in the same boat when the gyms closed for 4 months. You will remember I was so down because I couldn't work out. But I got the home gym equipment and that's how I did it.
But then you have a nice place, do you? You have space then.
No,
I don't.
I actually don't. My wife is going to throw the stuff out because it's under the bed. It's taking up half the room.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want to have the space.
She doesn't have the space. Simple as. All right, Bianca, stay there for a moment if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our number. 085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion on this. And this is Connor.
How you doing, lads? Just to pull a quick question to Jeremy there. Listen, I'm vaccinated. The reason why I took a vaccine was to protect myself, okay, from getting very, very ill. I mean, you can say you're protecting your family by getting the vaccine, but I think, you know, it's not really doing anybody else any good because we've already seen that it's spreading amongst people who are vaccinated because, you know, pubs and restaurants open, cases going up, and the only people that are allowed into those are people that are vaccinated. So I'd just like to know from Jeremy. He's gone back to the gym for the first time since the start of this pandemic. Well, far at one point that he decided that, you know, that's not for him. What is my vaccine or anybody else's vaccine going to do for him, really, in the gym? You know, that girl is getting antigen tests on a daily basis or an every other day basis. She knows if she has COVID or not. And Jeremy said that he hasn't taken an antigen test, so I just can't really understand where he's coming from. He's going back to the gym tomorrow. Why? Why is he going back to the gym? Why does he feel any safer? Really, like, you know? Cases have gone up because people are going back to restaurants, people are going back to pools, people are mixing, and all those people that are vaccinated are the only ones that are let into pubs and that, you know what I mean? So I'd like to know his point on that one. Why does he feel that much safer?
Well,
this is my first time back since, by the way, the pandemic. I went back to the gym on the two other occasions, but just when the figures started going up in the last month, I said, okay, I'm going to. And a lot of people have, by the way. You think I'm the only one. Restaurants are not as busy as they used to be. That's not because of unvaccinated people staying at home. A lot of people are still concerned. I know people who haven't gone back to the cinema yet. These are young people, fit as a fiddle. But you have to understand a lot of people are scared. Now, I just took it upon myself to take a break from the gym for a couple of months while the figures were that high. But now that, now maybe I am being a gobshite.
Yeah, but his question to you was,
but the science says,
how are you going to be safer tomorrow?
The science says, I follow science, okay? That's what I've been
and
doing.
And the science says what? If you're vaccinated, you can still spread it.
I don't follow Facebook, I don't follow YouTube, I don't follow gobshites who don't have any medical qualifications. I follow the science. That's what I've done from day one. That's what I continue to do. And the science says that you're less likely to pass on COVID or to pick up COVID if the person beside you is vaccinated as well. So I feel in myself a bit safer knowing that I'm in the gym and everybody within that gym setting is vaccinated. Let me ask you a question, Adrian. Would you go into a room tomorrow, into a room, say a living room, with 25 people who are unvaccinated? And stay in there with them for an hour.
I wouldn't be in a rush.
No, just answer the question yes or no.
Well, okay, I'll give you an experience
fence
that I had the other day.
No, I don't want an experience. Get off the bloody fence.
I want to tell you something.
Just answer the question.
Okay. I was in a test centre in Zurich in Switzerland on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. And I walked in the door and I got very freaked out. And the reason I got very freaked out is there were loads of people in there. And the reason there were loads of people in there, because many of them were probably being tested for COVID because they think they have it. I went in to get a test just so that I could get home. And that freaked me out a little bit. So I found myself standing away from all of the other people that were in that building.
So the answer to the question, would you go into a room today with 25 unvaccinated people with windows closed for half an hour? Yes or no? Just
I wouldn't
yes
be in a rush to, no.
Just
I wouldn't be
yes
in,
or no.
I wouldn't be in a rush to, but it's not. I could have been in a room with 25 people unvaccinated and I don't know about it.
Yeah, but you didn't have a choice. I'm asking you, would you choose to go into a room?
Sure, how would I even find myself in that situation?
Okay, this Christmas, now we're getting off the point, but this Christmas, you're having Christmas dinner in your house, I assume, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yep.
And supposing your mother and your father came over for Christmas dinner as well, and then supposing you invited a friend as well and you found out the friend was unvaccinated. Would you have the friend sitting beside your elderly mother and father?
No, probably not.
Ah,
no,
there we go.
No.
Well, there's the answer. Thank you.
Okay, have to take a quick break. We're back in just one moment.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, we're talking about the gyms and the fact that as of the 7th of December, gyms across Ireland now have to enforce COVID passes. They have to make sure that their clients come. have a COVID pass, and that is either that they've been vaccinated or that they have recovered from COVID-19 in the last 6 months. And a lot of people are extremely annoyed over the fact that this has been brought in, but also annoyed at the gyms themselves for enforcing it. And we've been speaking to a lady who's a great caller, Bianca, describing this will affect her. She's not vaccinated. She doesn't want to get vaccinated, but the gym is her outlet. Let me go to Porrick. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Porrick?
Hi, lads. How's it going?
Good. Well, thank you, Porrick. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I'd like to say Jeremy is curtain twitching. No question about that.
I'm not curtain twitching. I'm
actually... You are, Jeremy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Every time I listen to you, every time, you curtain twitch all the time, sir.
No, I don't. I said from the offset, Patrick, from the beginning, when the vaccines were rolled out a year ago, I said, or when the vaccines first became available a year ago, I said, and I still stand by this, I don't give a fiddler's who gets the vaccine or who doesn't get the vaccine. If you choose to get the vaccine, fine. If you choose not to get the vaccine, I have no problem with it. Once it's based on scientific evidence as opposed to a hunch that it's a trial vaccine and that it contains...
No. What if it's I just don't want it?
I don't have a problem with that as well. However, and I'm sick of saying this till I'm blue in the face, you have to accept consequences of your actions. Like anything in life, we're all adults here. We're big grown-ups. And you know that every decision you make in your life has a consequence. And one of the consequences that people know now, that if they don't have the vaccine, that there are certain privileges that they don't get.
Okay, what do you say to that, Porrick?
Well, I'd like to say this, lads. I was listening to Pat Kenny this morning, and he went on to talk to a doctor about the Omicron virus, the new one, another one. And it basically, she had basically nothing to say about it. It's like a bad, it's just like a light cold. And everybody's getting hysterical.
Mm.
Ireland is in hysterics. You have to agree, lads. It's split down the middle. You have the vaccine or you don't have it. You get into a restaurant or you don't.
Well, I wouldn't say we're split down the middle. I wouldn't say we're split down the middle, to be honest, because if we were split down the middle, there'd be only 50% of the population vaccinated. We're not.
No,
right?
But I don't mean that. No, I don't mean it that way. What I mean is we're split down the middle, as in there are vaccinated people who don't mind if they were in the gym. And that's the guy, maybe not next to him, or one next to him, or two next to him, wasn't vaccinated. If he's not sick, he's not sick.
So you believe that this kind of enforcement of the COVID pass is pitting us against each other, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. And
because I do get the feeling that, you know, when the likes of the gym thing is being brought in, I can hear some vaccinated people saying like, nah, 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 you can't come in.
Yeah.
And that's I really get that feeling. And I'm looking at even some of the messages that are coming into us, and they're saying pretty much that, go get your vaccine, then you can go to the gym.
Well, that's it in a nutshell. In the same way, if you want to drive a car, go do the driving test and get a driver's license. Why are we behaving like children about this?
Well, Jeremy, what is the point of having the vaccine if you're not prepared to go and test it? What's the point?
Well, the point of the vaccine is to protect people that are around you. And I mean, I have three friends at the moment, a woman...
You answer the question now. What is the point of having the vaccine if you're not willing to test it?
What do you mean if you're not willing to test it?
Go to the gym. Who cares if they're vaccinated or not? You are vaccinated.
These measures were obviously brought in because the figures were...
Listen to the point he's trying to make. Why has it bothered you going to the gym when you've had your vaccine?
Yeah.
You've had your vaccine. So theoretically, you're a bit safer.
No, because I know, I'm not stupid, that I don't think the vaccine is a silver bullet. I don't think that it's a complete shield around you. You know, the dogs on the street know that you can still get COVID. In fact, I could, on two hands, I could count the amount of friends of mine in the last couple of weeks who've tested positive for COVID and they're all vaccinated.
How sick, Jeremy, how sick were they?
Not as well. They all say the same thing. They're not as sick as they thought they would be if they weren't vaccinated. So they're thankful that they're vaccinated. Well, nobody wants to get COVID. I mean, Patrick, do you want to get COVID? I certainly don't want to get COVID. Vaccinated or not, I don't think nobody sets out to get it. Sure, they don't.
No, but I'll be honest with you, lad. I think I probably had this about 6 or 7 months ago, and I am vaccinated. So you know. And that's the truth. No, it did hit me like a rock for 3 or 4 days.
But you were never tested for it, were you?
No, never was.
Okay, so the vibe that I'm getting from people today is that the gym is very important for them. They don't want to, well, certainly from that lady we spoke to, she doesn't want to get vaccinated, and now she can't even go to the gym. So our mental health has got to be completely...
That's mental health, lads, once again. And it's all boiling down to this. Good back to the mental health. I could chew teenage boys. And their mental health is affected. Mm. No question about this. You know, it's not good.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Let me go to Neil. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Neil?
Not too bad. How are you doing? Hope everyone is safe from the storm.
Safe in the storm is right. Well, Neil, what did you want to say?
Well, from the start of things, mental health, the space between your ears is the most important space we own. So you got to do whatever you can to take care of that piece of space.
Absolutely.
Just to be clear, nobody in the comments, certainly no one on this call, on my side, certainly, I won't speak for you guys, knows more or better than the research that has been done by medical professionals and scientists. Mm-hmm. I've been hitting the head too many times to know better than those guys. So I trust science. Now, any questions I have, I roll out to my GP and I say, how are you? What's the story with this? What should I do? Because I don't know. That's how I get my answers. And mental health is massive. Everyone trains, whether it's boxing or going to the gym or whatever. You got to do what you got to do to get there. Now, I understand the dilemma that the previous caller had about, you know, she's not sure and all that sort of stuff. Find the answers from a real spot, from a real professional, and make your decision. Don't just sit there and saying, I don't know. Nobody knows what's in any vaccination we've ever had. Nobody has a clue. So go and speak to someone who does have a clue. Don't get your information from Facebook.
Mind you, one of the points was, and your GP is not going to be able to answer this question, what if there are side effects of this in 10 years? Your GP is not going to be able to answer that because your GP doesn't know.
Well, that's true, but they can give you an educated guess based on their experience, based on what they know is in the vaccine. You know what I mean? That's not a question for me to answer. That's something that, if they say they can't give you the answer, then give us your professional opinion. And that's the way you go. It's like if you're getting a mortgage, it's the same thing. You know, but in terms of the caller who was talking about testing a vaccine, this vaccine is car insurance. You don't want to test it, but when you need it, it's there. Mm. That's the game. That's the game we're playing here. Nobody, you know, we're still in an evolving situation because not just in Ireland, but around the world, not enough people are vaccinated, which means it gets to mutate and grow and mess around. And then it comes back around in a different form, like the flu used to do before lockdown. It didn't get a chance to start. But that's...
Okay, so let me ask you then. This new rule came into place where people who've been using the gyms all throughout this pandemic, except when they were closed, now find themselves in, well, some now find themselves in a situation where they cannot use their gym today because they do not have a vaccine. Now, can you understand why they're getting angry?
100%. But you've also got to balance this seesaw with, you've got to do what you've got to do to keep yourself healthy between the ears. That's the key. And so if you're worried about it.
But hang on, that lady that we spoke to a while ago, Bianca, her way of keeping her, what's between her ears, healthy was the gym.
Yeah, and the reason she can't get in is because of a vaccine that she's unsure of. She can try and answer that question. Okay, let's say we can't do 100%, you know, you can't give 100% certainty. Let's say 90% certainty. Then she can take that information away and say, okay, I'm happy with 90%. My GP has given me reasons X, Y, and Z. I'm going to get this vaccination. I'm going to keep myself healthy. My daughter is going to be happier because I'm happier. I'm the same. I'm going to the gym tonight, Thai boxing tonight. They're going to scan everyone coming in. And, you know, I'm going to be scanned, I'm going to be all right. And people, I'm trusting the gym to, you know, send people who don't have a vaccination away. It's very, very unfair. But people have to think about it. If
one of the points that Lady Bianca made was she is prepared to take an antigen test every time she goes to the gym.
I don't know if an antigen test is the same as a vaccine. I can't answer that question. I'm not qualified.
Well, an antigen test will say not detected. So, for example, last Saturday, I knew I didn't have COVID because it said not detected. And that's the very first test I've done throughout this whole pandemic. Her point was, Jeremy going to the gym tomorrow with his vaccine pass, that's not a guarantee that you're not bringing COVID into the gym.
No.
An antigen test is a much better guarantee.
By the way, that test you had to do, Adrian.
Yeah.
Did you feel discriminated against that you had to do it? So you had to do, you went on holidays.
Yeah.
Fair play to you. Had a lovely time, I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So part of that, the deal that you went to Switzerland on holidays was that you had to do...
The antigen test thing only came in last... In fact, on Sunday, the day we were coming home.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have been able to come back to Ireland had you not been able to done the antigen test in
Well, it was never looked for, but that's another day's work.
Okay, stop splitting hairs, yeah?
No, that's true. It was never looked for after this new regulation brought in.
I know, it's ridiculous. Do you feel discriminated against because you weren't going to be let back?
No, I just thought it was a pain in the arse. Thought it was pain in the arse.
Yeah, so you wanted to go on holidays to Switzerland. And part of this new world we live in, unfortunately, COVID is a shit show, yeah? Nobody wants it here. But part of that is that you have to do an antigen test to come back. Now, are you whinging and bitching and moaning about it?
No.
Do you feel discriminated against?
No.
Do you feel it's a medical apartheid? Which is another line that they use, which is absolutely... If you knew anything about that word apartheid, to compare what's going on at the moment to what happened in South Africa is absolutely... Mm. It's an insult, actually. It's not medical apartheid.
Okay, well, Kelly, I'll be with you in 1 second after we have a listen to this lady.
Hi, this one is for Jeremy. This is Lisa here. I'm just wondering, when was the last time anybody ever needed a medical cert of any kind or a cert to say that you were vaccinated to go to a club, a pub, or the gym? The answer is never. That's number one. And secondly, I have to remind you that all of the people who were vaccinated were the only ones allowed into clubs and pubs and restaurants. They had to show their certs. So us vaccinated stayed at home. How is it now that the unvaccinated are being blamed for the nightclubs being closed down and the pubs? That doesn't make sense. And for us to be showing certs in the gym when we're already taking precaution, I've never once had COVID and I take my tests on a regular basis. Yet I know people who are vaccinated and have had COVID and have been admitted into the ICU because of it. Like, what are your thoughts on that one?
Okay, here's my answer to all your questions. The last question you asked, COVID, from what I've learned from the last 2 years, is it's a game of chance. It's like a game of cards. It really is. Because I know people, and I've spoken about this before, family members who played by every rule. They didn't go into houses last year. The only place they went was to Dunn's for their shopping, and three of them ended up in ICU with COVID. It's a very unfair thing. It just picks and chooses who it's going to infect. And the only way to protect yourself from it is to stay in your house for forever in a hazmat suit. So there's the answer to that question. It's luck that you didn't get it. It's luck that I didn't get it. You know, I was DJing in nightclubs. I don't know how I didn't get it, but it's down to luck. The first question you asked was, I think it was relating to discrimination. Did you ever have to show a cert to get into a place? My answer to that would be, have you ever lived through a pandemic before? Were you around when the Spanish flu was around? No. This is the first pandemic that any of us have lived through. Mm. So the rules are out the door. Now, the other question she asked about the nightclubs and, you know, the nightclubs, the unvaccinated being blamed. I know a lot of pubs and nightclubs that were just waving people in.
Yeah, no, I do myself. Yeah.
So to even suggest that in the last month and a half that the only people that were out socializing were vaccinated people, that you need to get your head out of the sand.
All right, let me squeeze in one last call, and that is Kelly. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Hi, how are you? I'm good now.
Well, Kelly, what did you want to say on this?
I just think that if you look at the history of fast-track vaccines, which is what the COVID vaccine is, when there are people that are unvaccinated, at the end of the day, it is an individual choice, because if you do end up being, and whether it's rare or not isn't really the discussion, if you do end up being one of the unlucky ones that does suffer a side effect, you're left picking up the pieces, because the pharmaceutical industry, that whether it's the Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson, are granted indemnity. You can't sue. They're literally granted indemnity. Mm. There's no suing. So, like,
okay. So let me ask you then. You yourself, are you vaccinated?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay. Are you a gym user?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So this new regulation doesn't really affect you.
No. But it's not really. See, I don't know if you've been following what's been happening in places like Austria and Germany and New York.
I have.
And see, it started off as bars and restaurants, and that's grand. And I've been able to go and sit outside the odd time if I want to get food. Like, it's obviously not ideal, but it's the way things are now. But when it starts off as bars and restaurants, now it's going to gyms. What's next? Like, where do we draw the line of, like, you know?
I don't think the government wants... They don't. You could even see Micheál when he was making that speech on the plinth there the other day. Everybody wants the same thing here. Everybody wants life to go back to normal. I mean, I really thought that this Christmas... If you had said to me last Christmas, by the way, we're going to be in the same shit this Christmas or next Christmas, I would have gone, you must be joking. So everybody wants to get out of this, and it's just a case of finding the best way to get out of it.
Of course, and you know, but like, if like you said, it's a year ago, if we would have thought we were in the same situation. Can't remember now if it's 94% or 96% of the adult population that's fully vaccinated. I mean, like...
One of the arguments has been that the unvaccinated are having a disproportionate effect on our hospitals and our ICUs. In other words, they're ending up sicker and they're ending up needing more critical care. And that's...
I mean, like, if you look at all the money that the government have spent on COVID, on advertisements and stuff like that, I can't remember, but it's millions, but they haven't put that same money into up in ICU capacity, you know.
No, I agree with you.
No, well, I do agree with you on that. Okay, so do you think that this is just, you obviously believe that this is just the latest step in discriminating against somebody like you?
Oh, 100%, and I'm not anti-vaccine in any way, shape or form. I was vaccinated my whole life. I actually suffered very bad side effects from the swine flu vaccine. I got narcolepsy from it. So,
okay, so you're very nervous, and I can understand that.
I can understand it as well, why you'd be vaccine hesitant. You do understand, though, that the world we live in at the moment is just a complete mess. And, you know...
I know, but you see, I'm not... I can understand where she's coming from as well. That has her reasons not being vaccinated,
and at least
she's been completely discriminated everywhere she goes.
At least she has a valid reason.
All right, let me squeeze in a few more messages. This man actually agrees with you, Jeremy.
All these bloody juice head turkeys have no problem sticking a needle in their arm for steroids and all, but now when it comes to a vaccine, they don't want to get it into them. Hypocrites, lads.
All right, and Paddy.
Howdy, lads. Yeah, no, I'm delighted with it, lads. I haven't been going to the gym the last few weeks because the numbers are so high and stuff. So, but went there today, half empty, and felt much safer now showing the vaccine search going in. So, yeah, delighted now.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, and that's how you feel about it as well.
However, I'm not stupid, and I know that's not going to prevent me from getting COVID. Here's the thing, and I'll leave you with this note. You can catch COVID anywhere. Okay, you could go to a gig tonight, yeah. Even if there was no vaccine certificate, you could go into a gig, with 200 people and not get COVID, yeah. Then you could get COVID just picking up a packet of bananas in your local supermarket. That's the sad reality of the whole thing. And the other sad reality of it is, I firmly believe this, before COVID dissipates and before it disappears, I think we will all get it at least once at some stage. I think it's inevitable. Do you not?
Yeah, I do.
Because it's so widespread, the chances are it's not a case of when, or it's not a case of if, it's a case of when.
Anyway, you don't care about the unvaccinated because you're going to the gym tomorrow with a big smile on your face.
No, I didn't say that I don't care. Obviously, if people are being... I know how important the gym is to people. And to hear that girl there, completely valid reason for not wanting to get the vaccine. My point was the hatred that's towards the gyms. Oh, boycott the gyms, boycott the gyms, boycott the gyms. You cannot go to the gym today and tomorrow as a direct consequence of a decision you made.
The reason people are angry with the gyms, which is totally misplaced anger, is that the gyms are enforcing this. The gyms don't have any choice because the reality of it is they will be shut down. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, or even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow. And if you're on Spotify, click on the little bell and it will notify you every time we upload a brand new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.